This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This hour is sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency? Call the plumbing professionals available at 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911.
You will hit a wall.
The wall?
The wall.
The wall?
Wall to wall, brother.
You're breaking the wall!
This wall.
The wall.
That's right. The solid wall of sound is back here on Rahimi and Harris with Mark Brody on the score. Because frankly, some of you have forgotten, but I used to host full time on this here station.
What?
Yep, I've been here 5 years in some way, paid, shape, or form. So there. And that said, on this, somehow it's still my first football Monday, though.
Congratulations. How's it feel?
I don't know yet, guys. Yeah. I'm all over the place with it. I got Nuts on Clark popcorn. I'm pretty happy about that development.
Yeah, thank you, by the way, to Nuts on Clark. Seriously,
yes,
it's so nice.
Thank you for all the popcorn.
They put our names on the bags in all caps.
Yeah, so Spiegel doesn't steal it, so that's why.
Yeah, it's good not to have thievery. Yeah. I think Spiegel's even got his own bag, so
should we take
Spiegel's
bag? I will.
I wanted to take it and present it like Eagle Man and be like, I've got something for you. And then it's the Nuts on Clark bag.
What if we took all the stuff out of his bag and just gave him an empty bag?
Do you think Spiegel was the one that stole our boss's coffee mug?
No, that was someone else, because we find out later that day who it was.
Okay.
We did.
See, it makes me wonder about everything.
Well, sometimes in order to get information, you have to also offer protection. You know, like calling the World Series trophy a piece of metal. Oh, no, you can still avoid that. Not that I'm bitter. This isn't baseball talk. This is the solid wall of Mark Grody sound today on Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. Because since the Bears were off by a day on their schedule because they get the Monday night game, everything was off. So there's a lot that people haven't heard over this very busy sports weekend. So, Mark Grody, I cede the floor to you. The wall is yours.
Thank you. I am honored to be part of the wall of sound here on the Rahimi and Harris show with Mark Grody. Did I say the show right? Is that it?
Yeah, I thought about Rahimi and Harris, like, or just
you said it
Rahimi
wrong.
Harris and Grody, but yeah, that's too few words, apparently.
It's Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody.
Oh, Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody.
What did you say?
He said he had the show in there.
Rahimi and Harris
show with Mark Grody.
Okay, here we go.
The Rahimi and Harris sports program on the radio.
Why?
Yes.
Why?
It's too many words.
Rahimi and Harris works on Twitch and Odyssey app and YouTube and iHeartRadio and
Switch.
All the.
You switch the samp. All right, DJ Moore, ladies and gentlemen, who I did select as my most, I don't remember how exactly we phrase it in Five On It.
I hope you're right, because he's on my fantasy team.
Okay, very good. Check out Five On It, the Odyssey app at noon, if you want to hear the top five hot stories of the day on Rahimi and Harris with Mark Rose.
That's not what it is, but I like to ask.
No, it's okay, Layla. What? They're hot questions. Okay, sorry, DJ. So DJ Moore on Caleb Williams. What are you expecting out of Caleb Williams in terms of improvement relative to last year and into this?
His leadership to go up another notch, and then his play to go up another notch. You know, he's got the offense down pat, and he just got to go out there with the keys that he has to his offense and just produce.
Where do you think his skills will go up this year in terms of, you know, throwing the football, everything?
I mean, we got a lot of playmakers out there now, so, I mean, you just choose who you want to go to, and then we can make him look good after that. So, I mean, we try to take a lot off his plate, but at the same time, he is the quarterback, so he just got to go out there and do his thing.
Do you feel like you two can hit the ground running this year as opposed to last year, where it took a little while to get the chemistry on the field up?
I don't know. We're going to have to see. Like I said last year, you don't know until you really start hitting the ground running and seeing where everybody's at.
That last answer? Listen. I know DJ Moore wants the ball. He wants his receptions. He wants his yards. He would like some touchdowns. But we are just going to have to see. I love Ben Johnson. I love what he's designed up. Can they execute? I'm so excited.
I think this was a good use of proper DJ Moore veteran experience paired with cautious optimism.
Yes.
Like this is DJ Moore being like, He all but said, like, yeah, it sounds good, but we have to still see if it's actually going to work. And
honesty.
That's how I felt.
Yeah, and him saying we can make him look good. Just get us the ball. Let's keep it simple. We talked about that, like, take the easy ones, and I think that was an ode to that. And I remember them saying the same thing about Justin Fields. Just get us the ball. We'll make life easy for you. So I enjoyed that from DJ Moore.
And also, I think it just highlights that he loves to run. Like, you can hear him talk about how much he likes to just, once he gets the ball, he wants to get out of there and get out of there fast.
Layla, wait till you hear this, because you're going to hear some things. There's a comp that is going to come, and I want to hear what you have to think about. This is one more from DJ Moore on distribution of that football.
Huh. Just how have you seen Caleb distribute the ball where he's not just locking in on one guy, but it seems like he's trying to evenly get you guys all the ball?
I don't know if it's going to be even. I mean, he got to go through his progression. Whoever opens the fastest, I mean, we all are racing to get it to a certain spot in our progression. And if one's not open, two not open, and he got to get all the way back to four or five, I mean, it is what it is at the end of the day. Whoever gets the ball just got to make something happen.
This will be the most ways that you've been used in an offense under Ben this year?
Maybe. I don't know. We can't tell everybody everything until the meeting. Everybody see this, so I don't know.
Have you heard the Debo comparisons?
I have heard the Debo comparisons. You know, you can't get away from it now with social media, so, I mean, it is what it is.
Is that a fair comparison?
Nah, I'm myself. I love Debo, but I'm myself.
But just in the way that, like, you know, he's in the backfield, he's out wide and slot. Like, is that what you like, to being able to be everywhere?
I mean, just to get the ball in my hands, I want to say yeah, but being compared to Debo, you know, he was doing it at a high level and still is, so I just got to get my feet wet and going.
Well, 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 how the turntables. Since Mark Grody's been watching The Office, that was pretty interesting from DJ Moore. This is why I like having the time to play it all, because you can hear how they don't say things as much as how they do, and he didn't really give it away, but he didn't not give it away.
Give it away now.
Listen, I'll say this about DJ Moore. That man wants the football. He was one step away, and he kind of caught himself from saying, hey, treat me like Keyshawn. Give me the damn ball. He didn't say it, but he's basically saying, I am a playmaker. I need the ball in my hands. Figure it out.
Debo had 7 catches for 77 yards yesterday. He took a look at his running. Did he run, too?
Yes, he did. Yeah. He looked very, very good in all aspects of the game.
Yeah. Yeah, so that, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just like Captain Obvious here, like hitting me in the face. This is part of why I was picking DJ to have the best, to be the most important part of the offense tonight, other than Caleb Williams. Yeah.
I like that he was like, well, I can't tell you everything. I'm like, you just got to see it for yourself.
Yeah. For the record, Debo had only one rush, but it wasn't explosive. It was for 19 yards.
Okay.
So that gives you an indication. But that's it to me. This is, by the way, Raheem Ian Harris on 670 The Score with Mark Grody, as we talk about the solid wall of Bear sound from Mark Grody, which we love. We're going through the segment. That's where you get the fun NFL music. I also want to point this out, too. Let's take Debo Samuel as a for example. In the Washington 21-6 win over the Giants. First of all, that's the first thing to me that sticks out, is that this wasn't this whiz-bang offensive explosion. It was 3 touchdowns. But Debo Samuel still got his. He ended up with 7 targets. If you want to add in, that he ends up with 10 targets in the receiving area, but 7 receptions, and then the 1 rush.
Which was for a touchdown, by the way.
Exactly. So when I consider those 3 things, you're looking at a guy who still was a focus of the offense without giving the majority of the offensive plays to him. But because he was able to do something with them, it functioned well. I say this to say, if DJ Moore is getting 7 targets total, 8 targets total, maybe one of them is a rush, that's a functioning look for him. That's a functioning Bears offense. You don't have to score a lot of points to make that happen.
I like that. Yeah. And become Debo. I'm down with it. I believe it's maybe both of you, but didn't you say, I definitely don't want to misquote, you know I don't like to mischaracterize people ever. I don't do that. That's not my thing on the score. Roma Dunze, you think he's going to be the most potent wide receiver for the Chicago Bears this year?
I think he's going to have a 1,000-yard season.
Okay,
I don't know if he'll be the most potent because I think what she just said comes into play. I expect DJ Moore to be used in different avenues, and when you add it all up, he's going to be right there with Rome.
Gotcha. See, that's why
I like the concept of the A receiver with the most targets and the most yards not leading the B receiver by a lot. And then if I'm looking at a box score, I want to see at least 6 or 7 people have the ball be thrown to them. I know that that's a big ask, but when you consider what we are seeing right now in front of us, I don't necessarily think it's too much when you consider DeAndre Swift is going to get thrown to. X running back who we might not know might get thrown to. You have 2 tight ends. You have 3 receivers, as we mentioned. You know, Olamide Zaccheaus gets in the mix there. So when you consider all of that, that seems like a reasonable ask out of DJ Moore.
Yeah. So let me take you back into the locker room. Roma Dunze, who I think just about everybody is expecting, and some people just assuming that he is going to have that, I don't know, breakout years, right? But a better year than he had last year, which was not a bad year, but it can be better. And he says he'll be better. Here's Rome.
Do you think there's going to be that jump for you this year?
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely.
Why? Why do you feel like there'll be that jump?
I mean, you know, I've got a year of work under my belt, you know, an NFL season under my belt. So, you know, improved on everything when it comes to wide receiver play. I feel like I've, you know, made a jump. So just got to go out there and put on display.
DJ Moore said the other day that in terms of trying to get everybody the ball, obviously you guys have a lot of weapons. Right. It's the first guy to get open in some cases. Is it really that simple?
Yeah, it's that simple. I mean, whoever, you know, C. Will is looking on us any particular play, you know, we got a lot of playmakers across the board in every single room. So, you know, whoever gets the ball in that play, you know, it's kudos to them. For sure, because, you know, we got weapons.
It would appear that you think there's a little bit too much maybe criticism when it comes to Caleb Williams and the way we talk about him and maybe the national.
Yeah.
Can you talk more about that and how we're all handling Caleb Williams?
I know I said y'all, but it's just, you know, not, I don't think necessarily all y'all. I think y'all good folks, all the people out here in Chi-Town. I appreciate y'all. Y'all good people. But at the end of the day, on a national scale, for sure, you know, it's a lot of criticism that I feel is, you know, sometimes arbitrary at some point. So, but it's all good at the end of the day. You know, this is our profession, and, you know, Caleb understands that being, you know, the pick that he is and where he is. So we'll take it all and we'll bank it for sure.
I love that Roma Dunze, who went to Bishop Gorman High School, is from Las Vegas, knew the phrase all y'all. This is Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody on 670 The Score on the Wall of Sound.
Yeah, I think for Rome, he understands that there is a lot of noise out there. I think when you're the age of these guys, you can't ignore social media because it's ingrained in you. You're going to be checking Instagram and TikTok and Twitter, whatever your personal vice is as far as social media goes. They're aware of it, but it doesn't have to define them. And now it might even give them a chip on their shoulders in terms of what they want to disprove here in year 2, not just for Rome, but also for his fellow top 10 pick, obviously, in Caleb Williams.
Yeah, and just a little bit of texture there. That was the question that I was asking was in response to him being on the St. Brown Brothers podcast and them asking him about, hey, what's going on with all everybody ripping on Caleb Williams? So that's what that was all about. My final cut here, once again, in the Bears locker room, is another one thing that you've been hearing a lot about is the cadence for Caleb Williams and how important that is in general, but really important to Ben Johnson. So there's been lots of questions about it, plenty of testimonials on the good and the bad of Caleb's cadence. But I thought Grady Jarrett gave the best, most honest testimonial of where Caleb has improved in that regard.
From the first time I got here to the springtime and to our training camp time, I can tell a big difference, and that's totally truth. And obviously it's something that, especially when you come into a new offense with no head coach, want to run things, I could definitely tell an improvement in what he's done with his cadence. He got me jump off sides a couple times in training camp, but I wasn't budging in the springtime. So so he definitely improving, and I'm happy to see it.
What's different about it now?
I mean, it's just a feel, a timing. Can't go right into specifics, but I think it's just a better understanding of how he can use it as a weapon.
I just love hearing him talk. He makes it sound like he's the narrator to a really interesting anything.
He's a good Grady. He is.
Yeah.
Even though he didn't say all y'all, like Rome, although he'd be probably more expected if he said all y'all, because he's from Georgia.
Anybody who is not, like, I expect Grady Jarrett to know what all y'all is. I did not expect Roman Dunze to clarify the difference between y'all and all y'all just now.
It's nice, though, going into the season and knowing that, like, without mystery, that's your three technique tackle. Like, last year's a Jervon Dexter. Who's his Billings going to slide on over there? That he
Where's
is the guy.
Zach Pickens?
Where's Zach Pickens? I mean, and before that, and God bless him, we brought up Justin Jones earlier. He was probably, since they switched to the 4-3, which was on Flus's watch after all the 3-4 years with Fangio and Desai and Pagano and all those guys, that this is the version where it seems like you have the right guys in the right positions.
I like Justin Jones.
Oh, he's great. I love Justin.
I enjoy him. I thought he played to us a lot.
Oh, he played the hits.
He also he seemed like he was fun in a locker room. Like, you see him in all the videos of him dancing, and
hated Packers fans. Like, I was like, you don't have to say that, but I like it.
And he spoke his mind after the Bears made decisions. Like,
Also, just the Grady Jarrett talking about the cadence itself, that's been an issue. So to hear him, and I take him at his word because he has the voice of someone who's believable and trustworthy, that it's gotten better. And so let's see it on display on Monday Night Football and see if he can do some things with that cadence that he couldn't do last year.
I don't think a respected veteran who knows what it looks like when it goes wrong on a Sunday says that unless he thinks it's going to go right on a Monday.
No doubt. No doubt about it. By the way, my team, speaking of the Bears defense, my team MVP for this year, I'll give it away now.
No, don't do
it.
The pod's
been out.
Our prediction.
The pod has been out.
Our prediction segment is next.
Oh, I thought we were just doing scores.
I thought we were just doing the game.
No, since you have this one, no, we need to keep it for the prediction. You're making a prediction, aren't you?
It's called a tease, Mark.
I will. Yes.
Aren't you making a prediction?
I am making a prediction. I will zip it. Zipperooski.
That's
zip on it.
Is that a word?
Jam on it.
It is now.
Jam on it.
Oh, no. Okay, well, we'd better go to break so Grody can get his thoughts together.
My brain is like all tangled up right now.
That's what happens when you introduce us to a wall of sound.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm
what
overwhelmed.
Tangled
I never made the wall of sound. I remember last year, I'd listen to the wall of sound. I'd be like, I was a weekly guest, and I never heard my stuff. Never. So I feel pretty good about being the leader of the wall of sound here.
Are you kidding? You got the entire wall.
I know I did. So I feel like I had it coming. I feel a sense of entitlement right now.
We need you on that wall.
Yeah.
Even if we don't want you on that wall, we need you on that wall.
You need him on that wall.
You, Lieutenant Weinberg!
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
You know what?
Lieutenant Weinberg, like, what did I do, man?
That goes to a lot of the people who criticize us and what we do. You need us on that wall.
Yes,
you just can't handle it. You can't handle the fact
that we live in a world with rules.
You can hate me all you want. I'm still standing on that wall, and it's not about you. So let's predict stuff next on Raheem and Harris with Mark Grody on 670.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The Raheem and Harris Show with Mark Grody. Middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We're going to grow together. This offense is going to grow together with him. And, you know, there'll be some bumpy steps along the way, but that's okay. That's the nature of doing it. But I feel really good about where he's at right now. There's no reason why we can't win this year.
Oh, Ben Johnson, you sound so reasonable. Like you might be in charge or something. This is Raheem Ann Harris with Mark Grody on 670 The Score. Let's be unreasonable. Let's go around the horn. We got a 5-person set today. We got a whole basketball team. Who's Marshall's the center because he's the tallest. Mm-hmm. Are you okay with that?
I thought that Grody was taller than me.
No. I'm about six feet tall. You're like 6'2", dude.
How tall are you?
I'm like 6 feet at the most. As a matter of fact.
It's between me and you.
Like I've said, when I've gone in for my physical last year, they will not give me 6 feet. They give me 5'11". I'm like, can you please make me 6 feet tall?
I'm 5'2.99". What the hell is that?
Oh, my goodness.
Like 0.99. I'm 5'2".
You're just a baby.
Like, just give me the extra hundredth. I'm 5'2". Who cares?
I guess I'm the center.
All right, you're the center, dude.
All right, so Mars is the center. I'm obviously point guard.
I'm
Ray
tall,
can be the two.
Strong.
Groats and Robbie power, can fight for 3-4.
I'm power forward.
I'm
yeah.
a point forward. I'm the Giddy of the team, let's be yeah. honest.
Oh, my God.
I'm so getting everyone
so
open.
You're not getting
so Robbie's
back on
not taking place in this
But to be honest, I'm
segment.
The best basketball player out of everyone here.
Oh, like, that's an absolute lie.
That is not. That I is would ball on everybody here.
Cannot wait.
5'2.99 is 5'3", Twitch. I don't want to hear it from y'all.
Remember this? We're doing the Court of Dreams, and I'm it's me guarding you, Marshall. That's what's going to happen.
Good luck.
I just watch it. I just watch the court. But the point is, we're all involved in this. It's prediction time.
We're a team, darn
it's
it.
It's prediction time here on Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score. And the Bears schedule tells me it's important. So they wrote that down and everything and underlined it.
Oh, isn't that neat?
Yes. And I gave my prediction to Ben Lieber, that sneaky sneakerson earlier, the Vikings sideline reporter.
Yeah, he did. He pulled it out.
I'll give it to you guys again.
All right.
What you got?
I think it's not going to be in the 30s because I think that's too much to ask out of these individual groups of people. Mm-hmm. I think young J.J. McCarthy can't be asked to do that when he doesn't have Jordan Addison. And I think Caleb Williams can't be asked to do that when he doesn't have a whole experience or a whole year of experience with the offense yet in a season opener. Ergo, I think it will be a 27-24 Bears win.
That's more points than I got.
Yeah,
it's close,
more points than I got.
It's close to 30. I know, it's close. And that's really me wish casting. I think they're going to win the, you know, I take the over on season win total as well. But I still think because they're at home, give them 3. And I think that they are good for, I think they could break one open or two. I think we might see an explosive play.
My question to you on the explosive play is, are we talking about a 20-yard gain? Or are we talking about a 40-yard gain? Like, give me a number so I can be on the lookout for a number.
It is my understanding that the definition of explosive play is one over 16 yards, although some say it has to be 20. I say over 16.
You know it when you see it. I think that's what an explosive play is.
No, it's kind of like quality start. Like, there is a definition to it.
Oh, I know.
But for me, I do over 16 because I take my wins where I can get them. So I don't know. It would be great to see him, Caleb Williams, take a couple shots downfield. I would absolutely love that. That would be thrilling to see that happen.
It's a 20 or more yards on a passing play. Apparently, it's 10 or more yards on a running play. I'd never
heard
that before.
Whom says this?
Okay, come on. Give your ergo. Ergo?
I'm on PFF right now.
No. What?
Oh, yeah.
You're preparing now? What's
PFF,
going on?
No. I'm not. I'm not easier. Sharp football analysis also has the same definition.
They do.
20 plus on the
explosive
pass.
Play.
My also,
I like 20 better than 16.
Who taught me explosive play was it was an older definition. It was like definitely in the early 2000s.
Okay.
It was in the early aughts.
You got it. We got to up. We got to refresh your information then.
No, I think we should still. I think
you like 16.
Given this, given what we've seen.
Yeah. No, I like 20. I like to raise the bar.
No. I'm with Layla. Bring the bar down. You just
come
convinced
on,
me.
Man.
We need more explosive
Lower the
plays.
Bar.
What's your prediction, Marshall?
I've got the Bears winning this game. Final score of 24 to 20. I think this game is going to be one of those games where it's a little bit of back and forth, but I think the Bears, I think they're going to do something with turnovers here. I think they're going to win the turnover battle. That could be 1-0. That could be 3-2. I think Caleb Williams and the offense will run efficiently under Ben Johnson. Not to say they'll be perfect, but they will be efficient. And it will be a breath of fresh air compared to what Bears fans have become accustomed to.
On the level of word priority or like word happiness, is efficient better than decent?
Efficient is much better than decent.
Okay.
Because decent's like, oh, I'm staying above water. Efficient means I'm in the water and I'm going somewhere at a nice rate.
Okay.
You can see progress.
Okay. So we got two Bears wins here. All right. I'll just say it. I think the Vikings are going to win the game tonight. I think they're going to win 20-17 is what I have. You know, even with Harrison Smith out, I've got a couple of things here. I do have a healthy fear. And I know Caleb played well against that defense last year. But with Grenard and Van Ginkel and, you know, the Dallas Turner thing, like, you know, Ben Johnson grabbed my question and ran with Dallas Turner and Javon Hargrave and Jonathan Allen, who are all perfect veterans for that team. So I've got a healthy fear of that. And then there's the part two where we know the Bears have a brand new interior of their offensive line, which looks really good. So does Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
They have Donovan Jackson, their left guard, 24th overall pick, who I think is going to be pretty good. Ryan Kelly is their center, who the Bears were kind of interested in too. He signed a 2-year, $18 million deal. He's a 4-time Pro Bowler. And they also took from the Colts Will Fries as a guard.
He was on the radar of the Bears.
Yeah, he was. Yes, yeah. Both those. All these names should sound familiar, actually, because Donovan Jackson was talked about as well. And then Brian O'Neill, a 2-time Pro Bowler, as their right tackle. So they are very capable of allowing J.J. McCarthy to do what he needs to do in the offense. That's the X. Really, both quarterbacks are the X factor. What are you going to get out of Caleb Williams in year two? Does he make the jump? And nobody really knows what to expect out of J.J. McCarthy. Spiegel, hide your popcorn. Spiegel's in the hallway. Hide your popcorn.
I got to watch it real
for
time.
For crying out loud.
They gave me my own.
He got his own.
Somebody steal it. Yeah, somebody steal Spiegel's.
It was so... I got to watch him walk up and then joyfully see the row of popcorn bags and then exclaim loudly enough to hear through my headphones and the door.
I want to be very clear. I think that Caleb Williams is going to outplay J.J. McCarthy in this game. I want to be very clear on that. As much as we've talked about Caleb Williams and what we expect, I think the growth has been enough over the course of training camp in the preseason that Ben Johnson can understand what his quarterback can and cannot do week one and tailor his game plan accordingly.
Ooh.
That is what I'm banking on here when I say all of this.
Well,
773 says 2017 Vikings, unfortunately, with 2 touchdowns from Caleb in quarter 4.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of was the script last year.
I was going to say we're not asking for last year's prediction.
No doubt.
Yeah.
I understand, like, we get texts and that, you know, I like it when people chime in.
If that prediction holds, though, it's like, well, what did you go get Ben Johnson for? I feel like Ben Johnson, if that's what happens, that means things have not gone well for Ben Johnson.
To preview the book that's coming out tomorrow, the Seth Wickersham book, that's when you got to quote old Sean Payton. I care about 3 years from now, not necessarily today.
Carter Hawkins style?
That was more longer than 3 years from now.
All right, Ray and Robbie.
Same thing, NFL years is 12 years in 3 years, right?
Carter Hawkins was in charge of the Bears. Caleb Williams would be on a pitch limit. You know, he could only play into the fourth quarter, and then they put in Bajent.
They have a strong run game. They can afford to have Caleb Williams on a pitch limit.
And why was Owen Casey just hanging out? Play him!
So my prediction, I wrote down that I had 31-27 Vikings, but then I thought about it during the segment hearing you guys, and knowing what I know about Ben Johnson, he has a flair for the dramatics. I think there's going to be a trick play today. I think because this game is home, he wants to make a statement in Chicago. I really think he wants to make, and he is a showman. Give me 31-27 Chicago Bears. There's going to be more offense than you think tonight.
Yeah, right before their 2-0 start. Go ahead,
my
Ray.
Chicago Bears.
I look 3-1 now. We got Layla Bears winning. Mars Hall says the Bears win. I say the Bears lose by 3.
I think you have to take away a bear from yourself for predicting they're going to lose the season.
Wait,
opener.
The text at the Johnson. Top. What? Mark Rotary. Betting against the Bears, he loses 20. I got 23
Bears.
23 Bears were taken. I'm going to go broke.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to have to dip into my savings, my Bears savings account.
Ray, what do you think?
I don't think there's going to be as much offense as Robbie thinks, but I'm going 23-17, and I am drinking the orange Kool-Aid with my navy blue cup on the Bears' win in the season opener against the Vikings. 23-17. Show me what you got, Ben Johnson. Caleb Williams, show us what you've learned this offseason.
Pretty mama.
Do you know what I think the biggest troll of all would be? Like the biggest, like for the ones who know deep cut troll, you run the mini fridge play again, but it works.
Wow.
Wait, which play?
The mini fridge play with Doug Kramer, but he's not here. But yeah, they'll figure that part of it out. But like if they ran the same play, but this time it just actually worked.
I still wonder if Doug Kramer's grandparents will be at the game tonight. Doug Kramer's grandparents, who I met in the elevator last year at Soul.
It also was not Doug Kramer's fault, for the record. That was not his fault.
Oh, he is forgiven. He goes out the door with 8 Bears. He can say that honestly.
Oh, that's
8
nice.
Bears is a lot of Bears.
Yeah.
It is a lot of Bears.
Also, Mark, I'm looking at the Ben Johnson angle of this, and the last time he was at Soldier Field, stumble bum, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I agree with Robbie that something crafty is coming our way.
No doubt.
And game in Chicago.
Braxton Jones might be throwing the football tonight.
Let's
I'm
not
telling
get crazy.
You, I want to run Braxton Jones. Like, I want him running downfield.
You
I know that sounds
Braxton
crazy.
Jones in space.
I do. I think he's great in space. Feels right. But yeah, I think Braxton Jones in space is a good idea. He knows how to move on the move.
You guys think the offensive line will play well tonight
yes.
for the Bears? Yeah.
Except IDK. For left tackle, I have questions.
Okay.
But also, what was the thing he was going to tell us that we teased? I forgot.
I don't even know.
Your prediction. You had a prediction for a certain player.
MVP.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. So
I love how
he
completely forgot.
Well, so did you, kind of.
But it wasn't my thing. It was your thing.
Okay, well, that makes me feel like you're not really listening to what I'm saying.
You're clearly not listening to what you're saying.
Well, that's all right. I'm entitled to not listen to myself. That's okay.
What'd you say?
I'll deal with myself later, okay?
Okay.
All right, when I look in the mirror, when I go home, I'll give myself a good yelling. We were forced to make predictions on the Take the North podcast. Weeder loves the predictions segment. I did predict we had to do MVP for the Bears this season. I picked Montez Sweat to be the Bears MVP. I think the Tez effect returns. I think he is hungry. I think he is angry. I think he's going to be, I think 10 to 12 sacks. I'm not going to go crazy, but I think the Tez effect returns with Dennis Allen putting him in the right places to succeed. Thank you.
Is 10 to 12 sacks not a little bit crazy compared to what we've seen from him in the course of his career?
It's a lot.
Five and a half
it's,
last year, over 10 the year. Wasn't it 10 and a half
the year only before? Year he's had double digits.
It's ambitious. I admit it. It's ambitious. I've just kind of studied Montez Sweat in practices and in the locker room. And usually I would be frustrated with a player that doesn't really want to talk too much to us, but there's an all business thing going on with Sweaty this year that maybe I didn't feel towards the end of last year. Well, I couldn't
Sweaty.
Feel with anybody.
Do you think it's a good idea to call him Sweaty after you just acknowledged how good is it sacking the quarterback?
Well, I don't think it's Sweaty bad.
I don't, do you want
are
him
you
mad at
bad?
You?
Are
you?
So you're saying calling him Sweaty is bad. Why
I don't
is
know.
That bad?
Sweaty isn't good.
You're putting that out there. I didn't put that out there.
You put it out there. You
I said he's sweaty, but Layla's saying that's a bad thing to say.
I don't know. I'm just asking what your confidence level is.
I swear, if he stares me down in the locker room tonight over this Sweaty business, you guys are both going down. Yeah.
Now we're being threatened. See how that works?
I love that, actually. I love mutual threatening. I feel like that's the best way.
I just picked the guy to be the MVP. I think we're cool.
I hope we have a comfy Monday. I want to wear my Snuggie tomorrow.
Can you explain comfy Monday once
40
again?
40 points plus two-number lead in the 10 column. So like 40 to 29 qualifies. Yeah, that's comfy Monday.
Who's
comfy
got,
win.
Who are your guys' MVPs?
Oh, go ahead.
MVP. He's my MVP for the Bears.
Yeah. For the season?
Yeah, I just told you guys Sweat was mine.
Give me Tooney. Okay. He's done that before.
It's such a lame pick.
Yeah,
it is not.
Offensive line is a total.
Our offensive line has been terrible.
Stadzinski did the same thing, by the way, because it's a cop-out answer.
I don't mind being lined up with
stats. My MVP is the player with no stats that are really recorded.
What?
Linemen don't have stats?
There's an award now for linemen. Protector of the year.
Yeah, I have to think about that. I really do. I might be so inclined as to say Drew Dolman because of the center quarterback connection. And you know what, Robbie? Your team was missing a center yesterday.
It's not sexy, is it?
What about Danks?
Yes! Danks is fine! He got a deal! They got rid of Burley for Danks!
We have to talk about some unhinged fan behavior over the weekend because that was taking over America and it deserves some attention. That's next here on Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody. You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Game Day presented by your local Ford dealers on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The Rahimi and Harris Show with Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The School.
This is Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody on 670 The Score. And we had a couple of instances of some really unhinged fan behavior over the weekend. I think it should get as much attention as Phillies Karen, so I want to start with what we saw last night, where fans in the front rows of the Buffalo and the Bills and Ravens game were tapping Ravens players on the head, like Lamar Jackson, for example.
I wouldn't call that a tap.
DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah, I mean, that was, yeah, what would you call it?
I would say a push, like...
Slap?
Slap. That's a better way, like of a saying it. He slapped him on the helmet. I guess he felt like because he had a helmet, he had the right to just slap him. And then, you know what? For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And Lamar Jackson went with the old two-hand push, which sent the fan reeling backwards because, you know, that's a grown man with grown man strength.
Also, I don't know how many times we need to say this. This is their workplace. You have a paid ticket. But that doesn't mean that you get to touch people, especially those who are in the field of play. That should never happen.
It's the golden rule, kids. No touching.
I mean, isn't this like kindergarten? Keep your hands to yourselves? Like, yeah, don't we learn this early in life? 5, 6 years old, you're learning basic social structure? Like, don't put your hands on other people?
These kids.
And that fan was ejected. Apparently, NBC is reporting that it was shoved both DeAndre Hopkins and Lamar Jackson after the third quarter touchdown. But the better question is, what's happening after that?
Like, oh, no,
that
he's been banned. He's been banned from all Bills and NFL stadiums indefinitely.
You can't. That cannot happen. Like, you are not a part of the game. You are when it comes to yelling and being a part of the crowd, but you cannot touch players. We don't touch players.
It's true. How do they track that, by the way? Do you like put a chip in their brain or something? So like if they walk within like 10 feet of the stadium,
the commission can just call up James Dolan.
I don't
think
they implant a chip in the brain as punishment. I think that might get a little dystopian.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, but seriously, how do you
come
keep
here for your punishment surgery?
We're gonna lock this or put a little ankle bracelet on. Like, how
it's
do
the
you
facial recognition? You know, James Dolan has that, right?
Oh,
at Madison Square Garden.
You just answered my question. You're right. No, they have that at Soldier Field.
Yeah,
so they have it at O'Hare.
Yeah. No, starting last year, we are all facially recognized. Every time we walk in and out of the press box at Soldier Field, we are recognized facially.
My favorite was some jerk who was like, oh, Leila Rahimi was hired. Do they check her for explosives every time she enters the stadium? Yeah, they check everybody, actually. And if you went to a game, you would know that.
I don't get it. What's the explosives thing? Because you're explosive? Or? Oh,
my
sorry.
My name is Rahimi.
Oh, God. Yep. Jesus. Okay.
Grody, I like that you didn't even know what that was. Yeah. I do like that. I can appreciate that. Yeah. Also,
but the point is everybody gets checked for that stuff.
Oh, no. They do. They're very thorough, good job at Soldier Field. I love the people at Soldier Field.
The thing I want to say about this is that this was crazy, but I'm glad it happened. And hopefully this is a lesson to everybody else. Like, keep your hands to yourself. That's one issue. Also, Lamar Jackson apologized after the game. I didn't think he should apologize, and I could not believe the number of people who thought Lamar Jackson was in the wrong. No, you get what you deserve. Too many people have been living this online life.
Yeah, they absolutely.
You just
have.
Nailed it. You just nailed it. That's it.
So yeah, we should address that. I think to start. So you address that. 815 says you can wear masks at games. If you wear a mask to hit a player or push a player, and you have a nefarious thought, or at least you're wearing a mask to go to a game because you want to avoid the facial recognition, good luck with that. Like, good luck trying to pull that off. Let me know how it goes.
Well, literally, we'll pull it off. you take down your mask, please? Thank you.
And then the woman now being referred to by what I can tell is the United States of America as Philly Karen.
Few things do we agree on, right? But this is one thing that I think we pretty much all agree on.
Friday night, ball lands into the outfield at Citizens Bank Park, and there's a row of a gap of seats, probably like three seats between where the ball landed, and it was in that gap, and where Philly Karen was on the left of your screen, and where a man and his child were on the right. The child was, I would say, a tween-age boy, you know, like 12, 13-ish, right? Is that the consensus? And it was a Harrison Bader hit ball that went out, and Philly Karen ran over. There was a chase for the ball. Man goes to get it. Woman goes to get it. Man beat woman for ball, but the woman, the man goes back, gives it to his son. Woman walks back and asks for the ball back. So he gives it to her. And the video is pretty damning. It doesn't look good for her. So she gets the ball back, and then chaos ensues because everybody's seen this clip. Like, the NBC Sports Philadelphia cameras are all over it. People reviewed it over and over again. An argument seemed to ensue. By the looks of the tape, what did you guys think?
The woman came over. She demanded the ball, saying, "That's my ball." And so the man, who was surprised that someone had come over to him because he was several seats away from where the ball was actually picked up.
Because she got in his face.
She got in his face. Yeah. She actually put hands on him. So he just grabbed the ball from his son, gave it to her so she would get the F on. If you get my drift. And she did, but everybody in the section started booing. It gets picked up because it's on live television. Also, I want to point out, it wasn't in Philadelphia. It was in Miami. And that's what made it interesting, because there's lots of empty seats. So it is a free-for-all when the ball gets out of the park.
The reason they call her Philly Karen is because she had the Philly jersey on.
Yeah, she's got the
Philly
jersey on. Yeah. But it happened in Miami, and it's a little more sparse, the attendance in Miami compared to Philadelphia. So it was crazy because the kid ends up getting a goodie bag from people who saw it and from the Marlins staff. And then he got to meet Harrison Bader and got a bat from Harrison Bader. And meanwhile, everybody hates this woman. And the only thing that does not unite us on this are people upset that the man, a segment of the population, that the man actually gave her the ball back. And I thought he did the right thing because you don't want to escalate something like that in front of your child. You're just like, yo, it's not worth
this. That's it. That's the bottom line. If nothing else, don't do it in front of your kid.
Yeah. And also, the thing that gets me is, again, like people being in the moment. It's just a ball.
It's just a ball.
Well, it's just a ball.
Something's
worth escalation. This is not.
It is, but there's a premium on just a ball. I mean, everybody wants to get a ball. Don't you guys want to catch a foul ball when you go to games?
I had the weirdest, like, welcome to covering Major League Baseball moment where my first day in a press box, we had our own booth in the press box, and a ball flew into our booth, and it ricocheted in between the frame of the window, and then it fell back out. And I'm like, oh, that'll happen again. It's never happened again.
I was at Sox Park way back in the day. I said Sox Park because I think it was U.S. Cellular Field then. Had a ball zip back into the open window press box. I caught it with one hand in my right hand, hit the palm, caught it. Everybody in the press box was like, whoa, did that hurt? I'm like, nope. I took the ball and just threw it into the stands like you do.
Yeah. Yeah. So you just wanted the thrill of the catch.
It was reflex because it was coming back at a hard mile per hour. I just put my hand up, whoosh, caught that ball. I got soft hands, I'm telling you. Made the play. So
Mark soft hands.
I have also
Brody.
Caught a ball in a suite before. The Phillies, you know the Phillies suite.
I never got
the Comcast Sports Net.
I just
Philly
heard
suite.
About it. I heard it was luxurious.
I caught a ball. They got me on camera and everything, and I gave the ball to a kid because that's what you do.
Well, and you learn that working with a baseball team, too. Like, sometimes they would give me a ball to give to kiddos. And I'm like, this is way more fun to just give it to somebody else.
No, I
so,
soft
Karen,
hands.
What are you doing?
Drunk elephant. Soft. Yes.
It's expensive.
I know. I'm just kidding.
I'm here to save you money.
Yeah. I know you are. That's why I stopped using that. It's too expensive.
Well, I mean, use up the rest of the bottle.
No, I did. Yeah.
He's wealthy. He bought a Starbucks today.
No,
he's very
I'm
wealthy.
Not. No. I'm just trying to ingratiate myself to you guys. So I want to make sure that I buy things for
You've
you guys.
You've been here longer than us.
Yes.
Well, but not on this show. So let me ingratiate myself, Layla. Let me please accept my acts of kindness.
Thank you, Mark.
I mean, sure, but you were already welcome.
Aw. Thank you. Aww.
Yeah, it's that part of it, guys. There's, all right. Let's talk to the excited Matt Spiegel and Lawrence Holmes next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.